Isabelle Buran, thank you very much for being with us. Today you're involved very much in cinema, and in fact not so much to do with the English language, but with Spanish, rather.
Yes, it's strange because I studied English and Spanish, and I was more dedicated to British cinema. I wrote my final document for university on British cinema, in the revival of British cinema in the 80s. Well, in the end, I was working with someone who was more interested in Spanish and Latin American films.
You've been involved very much with one of the independent cinemas in Paris, La Cliche, which is a sort of kind of three continents film festival all year round, we could perhaps say. Can you tell us about your involvement in it? How did La Cliche come about, in fact, in this sort of three-continental concept?
La Cliche is a small cinema. It's located in the 5th district of Paris, near Sancier University. And in fact, it's quite old because it was created in 1973. And at that time, it showed documentary films, and it had three theatres. And then it closed down in 1981, and in 1984, the Caisse d'Epargne Works Council bought it. Then it was entrusted to an association called Images d'ailleurs, and they showed cinema of black culture for many years. And then it closed again in 2009. And in 2010, a friend and I, Raphaël Vion, decided to reopen the cinema. The cinema still belongs to La Caisse d'Epargne, and we rent the cinema to screen films. The idea was to show art house cinema, mainly films from all over the world, feature films, documentaries, and the idea was that they should be committed on ecological, social, or political themes. And there is also a particularity that we can schedule sometimes certain films during many, many weeks. For example, the Chilean documentary director Patricio Guzman, his film Nostalgia de la Luz was shown during 3 years. So we are very proud of it.
That is quite something. And there is this liberty in Paris, particularly for independent cinemas like La Cliche. That's something special to Paris.
Yes, Paris is very special on cinema. You can see every kind of cinema, from old cinema, classic films, French classic films, but films from all over the world that are not made last year, for example, and films from every country. You can see films from Iran, films from Africa, films from Latin America, American films, of course, British films, films from Asia, films from all over the world. This is really the particularity of Paris.
Who are the people who come to La Cliche, for example?
The public is very wide, but of course, I think maybe senior public would be those we see more often because they have time and they have more money. In the meantime, as we propose films, but also festivals, we have festivals on Brazilian films, documentary films. We have a festival of Colombian films, festival of Chilean films. So every festival brings us a special public. So it's very diverse. We had a film editors festival. It was the first year of this festival, and it had a great success.
Talking about the other part of your life, what films are you working on at the moment? Which directors are you focusing on?
I'm very lucky at the moment because I've got a lot of work. I have, for example, on the 29th of April, I have two films that will be released in France. The first one is a documentary of the Chilean director Carmen Castillo. The film is French. It's a documentary on her friend, the philosopher and activist Daniel Ben Saïd. And the film is called On est vivant, We're Still Alive. And it shows how political activism is still alive. And she filmed in Bolivia, in Brazil, in Mexico, and in Marseille, south of France, in Paris, and in Saint-Nazaire, people who are struggling for life, people for whom think that activism is still important for them. And also that Daniel Ben Saïd, who died in 2010, what he wrote, what he said, is still in the actuality. And unfortunately, she didn't have time or money to go and shoot in Spain, where there is a Podemos movement, or in Greece with Syriza. But the film is really in the actuality, and it shows that people are suffering all over the world, and they are all struggling and committed, but the hope is still there. And the other film is a Spanish one. It's called 10,000 Kilometers, and it's made by Carlos Márquez Marce from Catalunya.
In your experience of working with Spanish film, with a documentary or feature film, what has changed over the last, say, 20 years, the last generation?
Many, I would say, new technologies have allowed many directors to make their films. In the 90s, in Argentina, they were suffering a very hard crisis, and it was really strange to see how school of cinemas were flowering everywhere. Everybody, the young people said, because there is a crisis, there is no future for us, so we can do what pleases us. And so let's make cinema. And in the 90s, we saw Argentinian cinema very renewing. Maybe as well political situation in these countries, the dictatorships disappeared, and it allowed them to make more cinema. But for example, these films I'm in charge of, 10,000 Kilometers, it's really symptomatic of the situation in Spain, because it's about a couple that is separated for work. And we know that there is a lot of immigration due to the crisis in Spain at the moment.
What's your favorite film, or who's your favorite director?
My favorite director is François Truffaut, but it's difficult to say I have one. For example, I love Woody Allen. I love Mexican films, particularly Arturo Ripstein's films, but he hasn't made one for a long time. I like many kinds of films. Sometimes I think I don't like this type of films, and one film of this type please me. So,
Isabelle Buron, thank you very much for speaking to us today.
Thank you.